Turn to Matthew chapter 16 first. Matthew 16. And then we'll go to Ephesians 5 here in just a second. But Matthew 16, we'll go there first. And last Sunday night, we started in on trying the spirits to see if they be of God. And so we're going to look at one. And this one takes just a little longer than just trying to do it like we did last Sunday night and hit a bunch of them. And I hadn't dealt with this subject in a while. I have dealt with it in the past. I don't know if I've dealt with it. I've been in this building. But anyway, Matthew chapter number 16 and verse number 17. How many of y'all ever heard this? And I say this all the time. How many of y'all ever heard this? That our church, my such and such denomination, whatever that is, whether it be Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterian, whatever it is, how many of you have heard, Church Christ, whatever? They say, well, we are the only ones going. And so if you want to go, you got to be a member of our church here. If you want to go to heaven, you got to be a member of our church. Never heard that. Well, we're going to try that spirit out and see if that be of God. We'll try it out and see. Now, I know some Baptists. They say, well, the Baptist church, if you've been baptized all the way back, baptized, all the way back to John the Baptist, then you're the only ones going. Well, I don't even think half of them are going. Matthew 16, verse number 17, and Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say unto thee, talking to Peter, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Now notice what Jesus told Peter. Jesus did not tell Peter that he was going to build the church upon Peter. Jesus told Peter, looking at him face to face, Peter, upon this rock. If he would have been talking about Peter, he would have said, upon that rock. But he's pointing this direction to himself, Jesus, and he says, thou art Peter, but upon this rock I will build, future tense, I will build. Now, you don't have to go to the Greek and Hebrew to try to fix that and make it say something so it fits what you was told in Bible college. You just keep it like it is. I will build my church. And the church that he's referring to is sometime after Matthew 16. I think we're all intelligent enough to figure that out. He says, I will build my church. I'm going to build it one of these days. And I'm going to build it upon the solid foundation, Jesus Christ the rock. It was not built upon Peter. It was not built upon the Catholic popes. It was built upon Jesus Christ. Upon this solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. He said, I'm going to build my church. Let me help you. When Jesus said, I'm going to build my church, he wasn't talking about a brick and a pulpit and a piano and microphones and the speakers and the light fixtures and all of that. He wasn't talking about building the building. He's talking about building a body. A body of people. And so look at Ephesians chapter number 5. Ephesians chapter number 5. And we'll look. I have a definition written in my Bible. I don't know where I... Here it is. Let me read you this definition of the church. There is one true body with many members organized into diverse local assemblies through this age for fellowship and a combined effort to evangelize the world. And so that is a good definition. Now, before we go any further, let's go to the Lord in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, tonight. Thank you for these gathered here. Lord, God, I pray that you'd give us something out of your word. Help us take it home with us. Lord, help us and study your word, and we'll leave this place with something we can put in our heart and take with us and be able to recall it when we're times of need. Lord, we thank you for it. Now, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The church is pictured in three different ways in the Bible. I'm going to show you those three different ways in the Bible. The church that is His body. Now, let me say this by way of introduction. Holy Hills Baptist Church is a local church. It should and supposed to picture and resemble the church which is His body. It's supposed to do that. Holy Hills Baptist Church is not perfect. We're not perfect. The church which is His body is perfect. You can be a member of Holy Hills Baptist Church. We try to prevent this from happening, because when somebody wants to come and join the church, we always make sure, whether we talk to them down here, whether we talk to them back in the office or somewhere, we always make sure, hey, before you join this church, tell me when you got saved. We always try to prevent it from happening, but some do slip through the cracks, because they'll come down here and say, yes, I got saved, such, 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 and find out later they didn't ever get saved. So you can be a member of Holy Hills Baptist Church and not be a member of the church which is His body. Some people lump them two together. They say, this is the church which is His body. Oh, no, friend. There's a possibility to have lost people. And did you know this? There is a possibility that you might serve the Lord's Supper in a local church to a lost person. And the only prerequisite, some of us have, well, as long as they're a member. Well, what if they're lost as a goose? It's a bigger picture than this. And so it pictures three different, it is pictured by three different things. I'm going to give them to you real quickly, and we'll look at this thing. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse number 21. Submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. Now don't worry, ladies, we're not going to spend a lot of time there. For the husband is the head of the wife. We're not going to spend a lot of time there. Even as Christ is the head of the church. And He is the Savior of the what? So what is the church? The church is a body. Therefore, verse 24, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church. You see how the picture, husband and wife relationship, Christ and the church relationship, and we're comparing the two. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave Himself for it. Husbands, you ought to be willing to give yourself for the bride. Verse 26, that He might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the Word, that He might present it to Himself a glorious church. Not a glorious denomination, but a glorious church. Not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing. Now listen, folks, there's not a local church on this earth that's without spot or wrinkle. He's talking about something bigger. He's talking about something that is a body, is a big body, the body of Christ. Verse number 28. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. For no man ever yet hateth his own flesh, but nourisheth and cherisheth it, even as the Lord, the church. For we are members of His what? Body, of His flesh, of His bones. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. This is a great mystery. But I speak concerning Christ and the church. Look at verse 31. For this cause shall shall a man leave his father and mother, cleave and be joined, and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. You remember this? Jesus Christ hanging upon the cross. The first way the church is represented and pictured in the Bible is a bride. It is pictured as a bride. A husband and wife relationship. You remember on the cross of Calvary, Jesus hanging on the cross. He looks down, he sees John and his mother. And he says, John, behold thy mother. I'm giving you my mother. I'm fixing to leave my mother. And then he says, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? He left his father and his mother to be joined unto his wife. And they two shall be one. Jesus Christ on the cross, he left father and his earthly mother. And he cleaved unto his wife, the bride, the church, which is his body. Just like Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve in Genesis chapter 2. For time's sake, you don't have to turn there. But in Genesis chapter number 2, the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam. And he slept, and he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh there instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God took from man made he a woman and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. Did you know this, ladies and gentlemen? God put Adam to sleep. And from his rib, took his side, opened his side, pulled out a rib, and made a woman. And gave unto. Adam went into a deep sleep, almost like the sleep of death. And when he woke up, he had a wife by his side. On the cross of Calvary, there was a soldier that came by Jesus and took a spear and thrust into his side, and forthwith come blood and water, and the wife, the Lamb's bride, came forth from his side. Just like Eve come from Adam's side, the church, which is his body, come from the Lord's side. The church is a picture and a type of the bride. Remember Abraham, his son Isaac got on up to be an age, and he says, hey, Eliezer, I want you to go, and I want you to go over there in that far country over there, and I want you to find my son a bride. And so Eliezer goes down through there, and he goes and finds a lady by the name of Rebecca. And he says, Rebecca, you want to go with me and meet this guy? She says, I sure do. He didn't make her go. He asked her if she wanted to go. She said, I want to go. And she got on that camel, and she followed Eliezer and to go meet the bridegroom. Hallelujah. Well, this ain't going over as good as I thought it would. But hallelujah. And so, Rebecca is a type of you and I if we're saved. It's found in Genesis 24 if you want to read it sometime. But Rebecca is a type of the church. Abraham's a type of God the Father. Eliezer is a type of the Holy Spirit of God. Isaac is a type of the Son, Jesus Christ. God the Father told the Holy Spirit, said, hey, go down into that far country and bring my son a bride. He came to a pew where you were sitting one day and said, hey, will you go with this man? And you said, I sure will. And you got on top of a camel and you've been following, and we're headed to the sun. We're headed to go meet the bridegroom. Go you out to meet him. Make your preparation. Go you out to meet him. Boy, it's a beautiful picture. And then one of my favorite stories is Ruth. In the book of Ruth. Old Ruth over there, she is a Moabite woman. She is an outcast. She was a Moabite. You wouldn't catch a Jew messing around with a Moabite girl. And so Ruth is out there. And so Boaz, here he comes. And Boaz, farmer, he's out there. He's got his John Deere tractor out there. And boy, he's a plowing in the wheat fields. And boy, he's a going around. And all of a sudden, he sees this girl gleaning on the corner. Remember, I told you about them corners. They'd cut them corners and leave it for the widows and the orphans and stuff. He's plowing around. Heat foot. Woo! He says, I think I like her. He turned the corner and went back. He cut another trail and he tried to find out who she was. Hey, she caught his attention. There was a day when you caught the Lord's attention. And the Lord said, you know what? I love them folks. I'm going to die for them folks. And I just hope and pray they'll get on this John Deere tractor with me and go and we'll plow together on the sea of forgetfulness. Hallelujah. That ain't all in there, but anyway, it sounded good. And one of these days, Revelation 19 will take place. We're going to a wedding. Now let me give you that. I don't have time to deal with it. I'll deal with it sometime a little later. But there's three stages to a Jewish wedding. The first stage is the betrothal stage. That is where, you remember this? Joseph and Mary were espoused. They were engaged. They did not share the marriage bed, but they were as good as married according to Jewish custom. They were espoused. They were not married, yet they did not share the marriage bed because when Jesus was born, Mary said, I know not a man. Everybody know what that means? Okay, good. And so it's a betrothal. It's an engagement. Right now, we're in that stage. We're engaged. We're espoused to the Lord Jesus Christ. And so what they would do, this father would pay a down payment for this son, his son, a bride. He'd go down there and tell this other father of the girl, said, hey, here's the dowry. They called it a dowry. Here's the down payment. My son, when they get on up in whatever marrying age was back then, I couldn't believe it. I just found out. I'm not going to tell you all that. I just found out the other day how old my mom and daddy was when they got married. I said, Lord, help. Daddy, you said go ahead and tell it. But anyway, I said, Lord, mercy. And I don't know why that came to my mind. But anyway, here's the down payment. And when our kids, my son, your daughter, gets a marriage age, they're espoused right now. And when they get, they'll be married. So, he pays the down payment. He takes the son back to his house. The father does. Takes the son back to his house. They start building the place, making a place. And when that place is ready, then the father says, son, everything looks like it's ready. Go get the bride. It's about time. And so the son will go down there and get the bride. What they did, they made a big parade through the streets. And they would pass out these white garments. You're invited to the wedding. You're invited. You're invited. You're invited. You're invited. They'd go down and then march through the street. He'd go knock on that girl's door. He'd get that girl and bring her back to the father's house. Hallelujah. Don't get excited or nothing. Don't worry about it. You'll find something better on television when you get home. Listen, the Lord Jesus Christ, or God the Father says, go down there. Jesus Christ didn't pay a down payment. He paid the whole thing. Forget the down payment. He paid the whole thing. And he came down here and then he left. He went back into heaven and he's been up in heaven. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. You know what we're waiting on? We're waiting on the Son to step out on one of them clouds and say, y'all ready? Everything's ready up here. Come on up. And you get up there, then it's the betrothal stage. And then I wrote it down. I forgot what it was. Oh, the presentation stage, where the father presents the bride and the son. They join together, and then after the presentation stage, We're going to the celebration. There's three parts to a Jewish wedding. After the presentation, we go to the celebration stage.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's Revelation 19. That is the marriage supper of the Lamb.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where we're going to celebrate. Hallelujah. Uh-huh. You say, how long are we going to celebrate? We're going to celebrate a long time.
Yeah.
That is a picture of the church as the bride. Now, I got to hurry. Number two, the church is also pictured as a body. Not only as a bride, but a body. I want you to look at Colossians, the book of Colossians, chapter number 1. Colossians chapter number 1. Colossians chapter number 1 and verse number 18. If you were in Ephesians, turn to your right just a few pages and you'll find Colossians chapter 1 and verse number 18. And the Bible says, and He is the head of the body. The church. What is the church? It's a body. How many bodies does the Lord have? He's got one body. He don't have a bunch. In Dyersburg, Tennessee, Jesus Christ does not have 500... I don't know how many churches are here in Dyersburg. I don't know. But He does not have 500 bodies. He got one body. All these 500 are supposed to be local representations of that one body. Some of them represent it well, some of them don't. He is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead. So when did this body start? It started from the firstborn of the dead. Jesus Christ, the firstborn of the dead, that in all things He might have the preeminence. Jesus Christ, a body. When you get saved, preacher, how in the world do I get into that body? 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 12 real quick. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. How do you get in this body? 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Look at verse 12. Easy to remember, 12-12. 12-12. 1 Corinthians 12. The church as a bride, the church as pictured as a body. Verse 12, for as the body is how many? And hath how many? Many members. And all the members of that one body, being many, are one body. So also is who? Okay. How many bodies does He have? He's got one. 13. For by one preacher is Spirit capitalized? For by one Spirit, Holy Spirit, are we all baptized into what? One body. Whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be born to free and have been all made to drink into one what?
Amen.
Listen, folks. You say, how do you get into the body? The body of the Lord Jesus Christ. How do you get into it? Well, I'll tell you. The Bible says the Holy Spirit has to do it. So, when you were sitting on that pew, wherever you was at, in your house, on the side of your bed, by your couch, wherever, in your car, driving down the road, the Holy Spirit came and dealt with your heart. We had some folks this morning. I want you to pray for them. I started in on the message on hell. And they sort of got up and just slipped out. I want you to pray for them. I don't know who they are. I want you to pray for them. Because the Holy Spirit was... And they didn't answer the door. They got up and left. He was a-knocking. Lord's working. And so that's what happened to you one day. The Holy Spirit came. And boy, you came, whether you come down the altar, wherever you're back there in the seat, you can get saved right back there in the seat, that's fine. You say, Lord, I want to be saved. I know I'm a sinner, and I want You to save me. Come into my heart and save me. Well, the Holy Spirit, He comes down, well, He's already down here because He's been knocking at your door. He comes down here, He picks you up, and puts you into the body of Christ. Where is the body? The Lord Jesus Christ. Where is He at right now? He's at the right hand of the God the Father. And so the Holy Spirit just picks you up and baptize. You say, preacher, baptize.
Yes,
baptize. What's baptize mean? Immerse.
Yeah.
put into.
Yeah.
I can baptize a, let me see, I got a quarter.
Amen.
I'm going to baptize this quarter. Y'all ready?
There it is.
I just baptized a quarter in my pocket.
Amen.
You said you can't baptize a quarter in a pocket. You ain't got any water. You don't need any water to baptize a quarter.
Amen.
And so you don't need any water to get baptized into His body.
Amen.
You say, what's that bigger? Don't worry about that. We'll get to that in a minute. Picks you up, baptize you, put you in there.
Amen.
Hold the Spirit together. When you get saved. When you get saved, the Lord picks you up, baptizes, puts you into the body of Christ. There you are. One body. Everybody that gets saved is put into that body. Well, then it says, verse 14, for the body is not one member but many. If the foot shall say, because I'm not the hand, I am not of the body, it is therefore not of the body. And if the ear shall say, because I am not the eye, I am not of the body, it is therefore not of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the hearing? If the whole body, if the whole were hearing, where would the smelling? Y'all get the idea?
Yeah.
Everybody in here does different things.
Right.
Some people are eyes, some people are nose,
yes, sir.
Some people are more mouth than I don't know why I said it. Anyway, you got two ears and one mouth for a reason. You do more listening than you do speaking. That's going over real good, ain't it? And so the body. Now, Holy Hills Baptist Church is supposed to resemble that. We all work together. If somebody get hurt, somebody's foot hurts, man, the whole body hurts. I drop a brick on my foot, my whole body hurts. That's why when some of you go through things, we're all supposed to hurt together. And Holy Hills Baptist Church, and let me hit this while I'm right here. Holy Hills Baptist Church is unique. It's very unique. We've had folks join our church from a lot of different churches. I don't know how many years ago now. Holy Hills Baptist Church, Trinity Baptist Church came together, merged together, as one local body. And then we've had some others from some other churches. They come over for whatever reason. That's not important to go into, but whatever reason, they came over here and to join up. Let me say something. In this room right now, there's not the Trinity folks, the Spring Hill folks, and here's the old Holy Hills bunch, and here's the Three Oaks bunch, and here's the... No, friend, get that out of your mind. This is not four or five, six or seven different bodies in here. Everybody in here is a part of the same body, Holy Hills Baptist Church. Now, we hear that all the time and get it out of your mind. Oh, don't pay attention to them, ain't that's the Trinity bunch. It's preaching time now, ain't it? This is Holy Hills Baptist Church, and everybody is much a part as anybody. Hallelujah! Where was I going with that? Oh, I got to hurry. Give me just a few minutes. Galatians, turn to Galatians real quick. Galatians chapter 3. Galatians chapter 3. Galatians chapter 3. Galatians chapter 3. You say, preacher, how do you know? How do you know for sure? We need to try this spirit out. How do you know for sure? How do you know for sure that this local church that you have to be baptized into this local church, and that is the same as putting you into Christ? Okay, we're going to try that spirit and see how it works. Galatians chapter 3, verse 26. For ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. How do you get to be a child of God? By faith in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ, no water, no water, no water, have put on Christ. There. Where is the there talking about? In Christ. There. Where? In Christ. Is neither Jew nor Greek. There. Where's the there talking about? In Christ. There. Where? In Christ. Is neither bond nor free. There. Where's the there? In Christ. Is neither male nor female. For you are all what? In where? Okay. Watch this. I baptized a bunch of folks at Holy Hills Baptist Church. Whether it was in the old building or it was in this one. I've baptized a bunch of males. And you know what? When they come up out of that water, they're still a male. I've baptized a bunch of females. Whether it's in the old church or this one, the new one. I've baptized a bunch of females. You know what? When they come up out of the water, they're still a female. But this one over here, this body says, there. Where? There. In Christ is neither Jew nor Gentile. I don't think I've ever baptized a Jew. I ain't for sure. I might have. I've baptized a bunch of Jew. I don't know if I baptized a Jew or not, but I know I baptized a bunch of Gentiles. And when they come up, there's still a Gentile. But up there, in that body, the body he's talking about, is neither Jew nor Gentile, neither bond nor free, neither male or female. So that's how I know that up there ain't the same as this down here. Two different, totally different places in two different locations. Hallelujah. And that's just Bible. I don't know anywhere. I don't know what the Bible schools tell you. I don't know what other preachers tell you. I'm telling you what the Bible says. The church is pictured as a bride. It's pictured as a body. And it's pictured as a building. All right, watch this. Look at Ephesians. Right there real close. Ephesians chapter 2 and we're done. Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians, I'm going the wrong way. To the right, Ephesians chapter 2 and verse number 20. Or 19. Now I'm going to read, "Now, therefore, ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the who? And the who? Jesus Christ Himself being the what?" Well, what did we read? The first verse we read, Matthew 16 verse 18 says, "Upon this rock I will build my church." Who's the chief cornerstone? Jesus Christ. He was the first. And when He come up out of that grave on that third and appointed day, that chief cornerstone was laid in the ground. Everybody that got saved after that was put on top of Him. Who were they? Apostles. And the prophets. Say, "Preacher, am I a part of this building?" Yes. How'd you get there? You got saved. And then He put you on top of that.
Right.
Alright, look at 1 Peter. Some of you don't believe that. 1 Peter. Now, if you look at our building, we bought this building already existing. So we know the apostles and the prophets are not under here. Because this was a furniture store when we bought it. So we know that Jesus Christ is not under there. And the apostles and the prophets are not laying upon this under this foundation. We know that. This thing started out as loaves. Somebody help me. And then it went as that great outdoor store. And then Just Oak. We thought about changing the name. When we bought this, it was Just Oak Furniture Store. And we thought about naming it Poison Oak Baptist Church. Brother Crawford wasn't for it, so we just decided we better not do that. It was catchy, though. Holy Hills Baptist Church, we ought to make people scratch. We ought to be catching. Give somebody the poison oak. All right. 1 Peter chapter 2. Now I got everybody back with me. Verse 5. And it's 5 till 7. Hang on. We got time. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 5. Ye also. Well, hang on. We got to get to. As newborn babes, verse 2, desiring the sincere milk of the Word, that you may grow thereby. If so be, you have tasted that the Lord is gracious. To whom coming? As unto a lively or living stone. Disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. Ye also, as what? Lively stones. Alright, what are we? Are built up a what kind of house? So it ain't this one. It's a spiritual one. It's a spiritual one. It ain't just Oak Building or the Holy Hills Building or the Lowe's Building. It's a spiritual house. A holy priesthood to offer up what? Hey, Old Testament, they brought, I'm talking about the real deal. I'm talking about the real Makoa, they brought in real sacrifices. What do we bring? What did you bring in here this morning? A spiritual sacrifice. Jesus Christ. And then you should have brought yourself. I present my body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is a reasonable service. You're allowed to still holy priesthood, offer up spiritual sacrifice, acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Well, there you are. When you get saved, you get put right on top of it. And the Lord's been building a spiritual house ever since. He's been building one. Jesus Christ, the chief cornerstone, and then the apostles and prophets on top of that. And then when you got saved, you got put on top of that. And when that building's complete, I don't know when it'll be complete, but whenever that last person is that's going to get saved and he's put on there, the building's complete, you're going to hear a trumpet. Doot, 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 doot. Yeah. We're out of here. Amen. All right. You say what? Okay. Don't turn to this one. Write it down. Revelation 21 talks about the New Jerusalem. New Jerusalem, you've got 12 gates. 12 gates. 3, 3, 3, and 3. Sort of like a cube. Or a diamond, some say. I don't know. I just know I'm going. That thing's got 12 foundations on it. Take a wild guess who the names are on them 12 foundations. The 12 apostles. 12 apostles. This got 12 gates. Take a wild guess, Brother Jason, who them names on them 12 gates? The 12 tribes of the nation of Israel. A spiritual house built upon Jesus Christ, the chief cornerstone. Then who? The apostles? Yeah. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah. What am I? I'm a part of that building.
Yeah.
It's where I'm going to live. Come over anytime you want.
Yeah.
You're welcome. You come over in time. Just come on. Don't even have to knock. Just come on in. The church as a bride, the church as a body, and the church as a building. All three of them are pictured in the Word of God. And we've tried that spirit, and we found out sometimes people say stuff that ain't in the Bible. And when they do, we love them. We do love them. But we love them till they know better. And then when they know better, we show them the truth, and then they say, I still don't like that truth. Then you have no fellowship with unfruitful works of darkness. That's Bible. I don't know any way else to say it. But here's the invitation. Here's the invitation. Are you a part? Now listen to me real carefully. I ain't talking about are you a member of Holy Hills Baptist Church. We'd love to have you a member of Holy Hills Baptist Church. If you're not, we'd love to have you. But more importantly, boy, some of the brethren, really, they get real nervous when I say this. They don't like when I say this because they teach something else. Look, I had rather you be a member of His body and be saved than be lost and be a member of this body. Make sure you're a member. not a member of a church down here. Make sure you remember that. So how do I get in there? The Holy Spirit of God has to do it.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Has to do it. How about you? You're part? Part of His bride, part of His body, part of His building. I'm glad I am. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father.